Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
John's head's gonna fall off his fucking shoulders. We're on a little bit of a video here. You guys are just gonna get the audio. Episode 95, Night of Living Dreads podcast. It's kind of a special podcast. For those who have listened longer than the past 6 months to a year, you may remember the one, Malice Murphy. Malice has been itching to get back on the microphone. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Malice Murphy, how are you, sir?
What's going on, man?
I think I caught him off guard.
What up?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. And then, of course, Don's here. You know.
Yeah, that's a good job.
Good night. Oh, we're gonna be hearing bad German accents all night. I have a funny feeling. This is probably one that we should have been doing a video recording of, but we are not. Yeah, episode 95. We got a good one. We got a little warm up article. What I like to call a warm up article. You know, a little funny, a little corny sometimes, and you know, just to kind of get us warmed up and ready for the. Ready for all the bad jokes and banter.
Oh, my God.
And then we're going to talk. Then we're going to go. The reason you're going to hear a lot of bad German accents is because we are going to Germany this week. Serial killer. Mr. Fritz Harman.
Friedrich.
Friedrich.
Der Totmacher. The Butcher of Hanover.
I don't think that was German, man.
Das was good.
God, already. Deutschland. Down the shitter.
Deutschland.
Down the shitter. But, yeah, so we're going to talk about old Fritz Harman. And disturbing story that is. Might want to throw out a little bit of a trigger warning, a warning, explicit content hereafter. Because some of the shit we're talking about involves some, you know, teenagers and some preteens and some pretty disturbing things that were done. So just a little.
Yes.
Just a little warning there. I don't want you to get halfway warning. Through. Warning.
But, do not kick the baby. Do not bite the goat baby. In the ear. And don't pee in the middle of the streets because you'll get arrested. But, yeah, it's a warning.
Okay. All right. Don't kick the baby.
Yeah, don't kick the baby.
Don't do that. Okay.
Don't be like Fritz.
Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom from good old Don Black, a.k.a. Chili the Clown. So let's, speaking of which, let's get some the formalities out. Of course, Night of the Living Dreads, Dreads with No A, can be all the episodes. You can catch them at nightoflivingdreads.com, on Spotify, on Stitcher, Facebook group, Facebook page of the same name. Come check it out, and yeah, that's probably about. Oh no, I almost forgot. The damn Saturday show, man. I've had so much going on. I forget what the hell I'm doing. I need a whiteboard or something, you know, in the background just to keep everything straight. Psycho Bunny Death Cult. We're doing a show over there, 8 p.m. Eastern. That one is a video. This past week, we just talked about urban legends, some local ones here in Ohio where I'm located. They're local with you. And we had Mike on from Doomsday 101. We also had Frank and Liz from Red Roots? What is it?
Roots Bleed Red.
Roots Bleed Red. I always want to say that backwards for something like Red Blood Roots or something. Anyway, okay, Roots Bleed Red. And of course, you catch them all over there, Psycho Bunny, Death Cult, TV, and the Facebook pages, Psychomantium 13, and all of those. They've been really kind to allow us to use their platform in a video kind of way. Not something that we do very often. So cool. You got a couple shout outs, man, and then we're gonna get into our warm up article.
Jackal Monkey, he's not here today. He's feeling a little under the weather. Nightmare Ninja Studios, they make Hannibal Lecter mask, Jason Friday 13th hockey mask. I'm actually getting one, and Otis is getting one. So go check him out. He's on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook.
Nightmare Ninja Studios.
Put a 2018 on the end of that. Nightmare Ninja Studios 2018 is his Facebook page. And as he would say, just hit him up and he'll make your nightmares a reality.
And check out D&J Vapors, Kentucky Vapors. I'm sponsored by D&J Vapors. I have Chiller's Delight, Chiller's Paradise. And you can check out Chiller the Clown and Queen Oystress here on Facebook, Chiller the Clown TikTok, Chiller the Clown Instagram. With Otis on Night of the Living Dreads, Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psychomanium 13, Psycho Bunny Death Cult TV, Roots Bleed Red, all of the above.
It's a list that just goes on and on.
I remember when it was just one.
I know, right?
There's a lot now.
It just seems to be. Well, that's good, though, because I guess maybe more people are listening to the podcast. So, hey, works for me. All right. We got all that out of the way. Now we're going to get into...
Meow.
An ex-con used a cat to clobber a man. Woman faces felony charge over the attack. This was a few days ago on the 2nd of March. An ex-con is back behind bars after she allegedly struck her male roommate in the face with the pair's cat.
Can you identify if the claws were out or the claws were not?
Well, yes, we can. We're getting to that. Police say that Wendy Hurd, 56, and the 73-year-old victim were involved in a verbal argument late Sunday evening in their Largo, Florida home when the dispute turned violent. Hurd, cops say, took their cat and threw it on the victim's face, causing the cat to scratch the victim's face. Hurd then followed up the feline attack by striking the man in the face. So it was the old classic 1-2 punch, throw a cat on the face, and while they're trying to get the fucking cat off their face, you get a couple jabs in. I mean, it's actually pretty clever, you know?
It was a double dose of the cat.
Yeah, right? Good Lord. I think there's
Wait. Yeah, did you say the guy was 73 years old?
76.
No, 76. No, 73. Why would you 73. Yeah,
73.
Yeah. 73, right?
Why would you think to throw a cat at a 73-year-old man?
Here's right after that, right after I said that, you know, that last sentence that I read, here's the next sentence. An arrest affidavit did not reveal the cat's age or weight. Is this really fucking relevant at the time? I mean, how?
Mr. Puss in Boots.
The victim suffered minor injuries during the incident, for which Heard was arrested for domestic battery on a person over the age of 65, a felony. I can't wait to get 65. I went when Jody hits me. You're hit with a felony. Heard is being held in the county jail with a $4,000 bond. And let's see. Listen to this. Her rap sheet includes an assortment of convictions for crimes like theft, battery, drunk driving, possession of drug paraphernalia, prostitution, and probation violation. She is not only throwing the pussy, she's slinging it.
This isn't the first time.
Right? What?
This isn't the first time.
No, this is not.
She's an experienced pussy thrower.
She's an experienced pussy slinger.
She's giving it away on both angles.
On both sides. Following a 2005 conviction for battery on a law enforcement officer, she spent nearly 5 years in a state prison. So she was probably eating it as well.
She had
previously served a year in prison for escaping from police custody.
How do you escape from police custody?
I don't know. It's got to be police, like,
you're all wrong or something.
You're in custody. Exactly.
Stay right here. We're going to go in here and get a cup of coffee and some donuts.
Maybe there were some cats running around, man. She was able to sling them like fucking throwing stars, man. Get them. Then they hit their face like...
That or maybe... Pussy's got teeth.
Ooh, ouch.
Wow.
All right. And on that note, let's see.
Mouse.
In 2018, she was arrested for allegedly battering the same man who is identified as the victim in her new case.
In her new case,
right?
What?
Yeah, the guy who got the cat thrown at him in 2018, she was arrested for battery or allegedly battering him then too.
So she beat him with a cat for the second time?
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's both with a cat. Right? I know the second one was fucking assault with a deadly. Never mind.
Deadly dog.
Prosecutors, however, subsequently declined to pursue a felony charge against her. Victim is described in 2018 court records as a platonic roommate. It's probably your pimp, who previously had been a romantic partner.
73-year-old pimp.
Yep.
His pimp hand wasn't very strong, was it?
Hey, man, when you got it, bro. You know, I mean, don't hate.
I mean, there's a time to retire, though.
You
got to
have a strong
pimp hand.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good. That was good. That was rich. Right. That was rich.
Oh man!
All right. Go ahead.
Cat have a rap sheet now?
I don't know if you're an involuntary projectile, you know, being hurled by another. Well, I mean, if I pick up a baby and throw it at somebody, you know what? Here's a funny story. Jody actually threw her brother at a retarded kid in her neighborhood because it freaked her out.
Oh no!
Oh, yes. She did, too. Yeah, she picked her brother up and threw it right at this fucking retarded kid. Now you're making fun of, like, you know, mentally handicapped. I'm just saying. She was scared at the time. How old were you? 11, 10, 11 years old? 11, 12 years old? Yeah. picks your little brother up and just hurls him at this kid, you know, because, you know, I guess, you know, when you're that age, you don't understand what the hell, you know, when somebody has a, you know, disability like right. that. You don't understand. It just kind of creeps you out a little bit because they're so different, you know, but because you don't understand that. And, yeah, so she was like, uh-uh, hell with this. Here, come here, Joshua. And threw her fucking brother right there.
So Jody almost went down for involuntary manslaughter.
I mean, thank God there wasn't a cat around at that point.
She threw it.
Man, she'd have been picking them up left and right. Tearing it up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Here we go. Are you guys ready for this one? This one's pretty, this one's a little disturbing here. I just came across this. I don't know if any of the listeners use this, this app. It's called Murder Minute. And you'll get like a story that may only be available for like one day. They have links to podcasts. I don't know if it's their own Murder Minute podcast. Or what it is, or if it's just, you know, an audio version of different articles or stories or what it is. But they're pretty cool. And, you know, I've come across a lot of serial killers and cases that I've never heard of before. And this was one.
Cat throwers.
What's that?
And cat throwers.
Cat throwers I did not find on that app, but yeah.
Okay.
Cat throwers.
I'm gonna throw my cat at you.
Right, I'm gonna throw my brother at you.
I'm gonna throw my brother at you.
I don't like him very much, and I don't like you even more. So here, take his.
Thank you. Take it. Play Dragon Ball Z with my brother.
Oh
what?
My god. Hey, Fritz Harmon. Have you guys ever heard of this guy before?
No.
No. Have you ever heard of him, though? You have heard of him before? I feel like I've seen his name in passing, but I never dove into the story like I have the past couple of days.
Rachel had heard about him.
Has she?
Yeah, I was talking to her about it.
Yeah, I know I've heard the name, just not, you know, again, looked into him. Well, Friedrich Heinrich Karl Fritz Harmon. Or otherwise known as Fritz Harmon, was born in 1879, October 25th. He's a German serial killer. Had a few clever names, like a lot of serial killers through time do. Butcher of Hanover, the Vampire of Hanover, and the Wolfman. Ow! I don't see where that comes in.
I don't get it.
Do you guys understand the Wolfman thing? I mean, what is that because of the whole the way he would kill, you know, a lot of his victims with the whole biting thing? Is that where that comes from?
I would consider that more of the vampire.
I would too. Yeah. So yeah, I always confuse me.
The bodies would be related to the butcher.
Right.
I don't get the werewolf thing.
I don't. I don't either.
You know, most of his victims he met at the train station, so it's not like he was out prowling the night.
Right.
Well, he was prowling the dark corners of the train station.
Oh, well, okay. If we're going to start reaching.
You want to...
No. Hey, easy. This guy committed the sexual assault, murder, mutilation, and dismemberment of at least 24 boys and young men between 1918 and 1924 in Hanover, Germany. So, a pretty upstanding citizen. Okay, that was a joke that completely failed horribly. So I'll just continue.
About as far from that as you could possibly get.
Harmon was found guilty of 24 of the 27 murders for which he was tried and sentenced to death by beheading in December 1924. Yes, beheading at that time. That was how they did it, man.
That's how he wanted to die.
Yeah, and he did. He did, which is a good thing because I think that was probably their main form of capital punishment, which is the beheading. Or did they had? Do they do hangings? I didn't look that deep into it.
I'm not really sure, but I know that he requested to be beheaded, and he wanted to be beheaded in front of everybody. Like,
yeah,
he wanted a big show. Wanted to have a certain inscription on his tombstone that here lies the murderer.
Right, yeah, yeah. Look at me, look at me. What a self-centered bastard, man. No, but that's true. And because he also made a comment that, you know, well, it's only going to, you know, it may only hurt for a second. It's going to be over real quick. You know, one of those kind of things. Let's see. In addition, in accordance with German practice, his honorary rights of citizenship were revoked. He was subsequently executed in April of 1925. Became known as the Butcher of Hanover due to the extensive mutilation and dismemberment committed upon his victims.
Well, he was actually really a butcher too. He
was he?
He supplied the meat mostly for the town that he lived in. If I can add, like, he was an informant or a spy for the Hanover Police Department.
He was, he was like a narc, man. Yeah, he was
like a snitch.
He was like a fucking snitch, you know, working for him and shit. Yeah,
but it goes to
so
show,
they turned
like,
a blind eye.
Right.
They turned a blind eye to his killings. Actually, they walked into the apartment once to investigate his apartment, and he was caught in bed with a 13-year-old boy, and at the time all they could do was just arrest him for something called improper sex acts with a minor or something
right,
like that
right.
and the one of the boy's heads was behind the stove. And
they overlooked that, but when you're going there just, you know, because of one thing, you don't think, hey, should we check behind the stove to see if maybe there's a little boy's head back there? I mean, we don't want to overlook anything. Yeah, that's not cross. That didn't cross their mind, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, you would think they would do a thorough investigation. You know, I mean, the crime scenes nowadays, they look everywhere. And
you had to think of the integrity of the police, though.
Right.
I mean, if they're suspecting him of doing these crimes and they know of the crimes that he is doing and they're lying to other people telling them, you know, that he's a detective.
Right.
You got to really think how much do they really care.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't care because, you know, him being an informant, they were getting good information from him. And they actually had to bring in a investigative team from the police from Berlin, Germany, to investigate it because it was so corrupt.
Well, not only that, they were doing, you know, the surveillance, and he knew everybody within the police department there, you know, because
right.
he was an informant, so they couldn't necessarily even have a plainclothes, you know, team surveilling him, you know, because they were doing it. They did a 24-hour. They you know, watched him 24 hours a day when he became a suspect. When they called him, I think it was after they caught him with that 13-year-old boy or whatnot, that he started popping up on their radar because there were so many other missing children before, right? And a lot of them were runaways.
Right.
So, unfortunately, they were easily shoved under the rug. You know what I mean? These are runaway kids. And, you know, they were easy targets for sadistic bastards like this guy. But they were also, I think, kind of swept under the rug because there were so many of them. The fucking cops couldn't, you know, handle every single one with the amount of attention that was needed.
Well, it was during the time.
If you go back to when he was first accused of molesting children.
Right.
His only punishment was to be put in a psych ward.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He was just put in a mental hospital for a little bit of time.
Yep.
It's more similar to the punishment today. You know, they go to jail for a little while and then they're released right back out on the streets.
Yep.
Well, I mean, this dude was so sadistic. I mean, he was so bad. He killed children, for one. He bit the throats out of the children.
The love bite.
He
love bite.
Yes, the love bite. And he would allegedly.
Love bees is what I need.
And allegedly, he would grind their meat up as in a form of sausage and sell cutlets of their body in the butcher shop.
Wasting not wanting not.
And then, oh my God. Well, you know, it was during the time of like a depression over in Germany.
I mean,
so it was hard enough to get food.
Thankful you're eating.
Right, man. Little orphan
cancer. I don't care what it tastes like.
You will eat it all.
Tastes a little like pork. But
take one for the team there, Johnny.
I mean, if you're buying your meat off the black market, much can you complain?
Exactly, right? Even shit that's actually like cow and not like little Susie or little Timmy. You know?
Susie the cow.
I mean, you know, that's not a fucking person. Yeah, this is black market meat. Some tells me OSHA's not visiting that place. The health department is...
OSHA's not... The
FDA is not really worried about the, you know, their little, you know, lined up under tents or something. Whatever they do, that's how I picture black markets, right?
Makes me think of someone running into the store and grabbing a handful of steaks and then running out without paying for them and then going knocking door to door. Hey, y'all want to buy these steaks?
Right.
Y'all trying to barbecue today?
Yeah.
You trying to barbecue today? Y'all fired up at grill today?
Right, man. Y'all just got a good deal on these homes. Hurry up and sell them all, man. I'm hungry. Man. All right. Anyway. Yeah. But you're talking about him biting the victim's necks. That's initially, obviously, how he got the whole vampire of Hanover title. And he would. He preferred the method of biting into their throats, into their windpipes. He would strangle them, and as he was, you know, strangling them, he would go and in turn start gnawing away at their throats.
Yeah, he also said that how much can you fucking believe him? But said that he never really intended to kill anybody, but once he had done gotten so far that he couldn't resist the urge to release the beast.
Well, there's a lot of psychological standpoints to it, too, because apparently he liked dolls. He liked to dress up as a girl.
We didn't hit that part of his childhood. Yeah, go ahead. This is where you know things are already from the get-go, kind of little fruity, all pun intended.
He tied his sisters up, and he... By the age of 16, he was done starting to kill people. So, you know, there was a telltale sign there when he was younger that he was developing some kind of mental issue there with, wanting to kill and stuff like that. He was pretty messed up.
Want to kill.
And I mean, even the army, like when he first went in, his father sent him into an army school, you know, like a place to get you ready for the army. And, they let him go from there. And then, he was locked up in an institution, escaped and went back into the military after he got a girl pregnant. And that's, basically,
he's an overachiever.
They let him go. They let him go, and that's when all the mess started. And he met it, and then he met his lover. I think it's Franz.
Hans Grons. Good old Hans Grons.
And he said that he wanted somebody to appreciate him for his all. I guess I don't know appreciate him for everything that he was or whatever.
And not what he's done. I mean, don't look at the fact that I'm gnawing out, you know, 17-year-olds' fucking throats and shit. You know, don't worry about that. Well, but just love me for who I am. I'm a person. I have feelings.
Well, the dude helped him out.
Right.
The dude helped him out.
And he was so much younger, but they had a little thing going on, man. That was all weird too.
Yeah, he would force him to leave and then beg him to come back.
Yeah.
It was probably sending them letters. If you don't come back right now.
He has, right now. He's all of a sudden like from Alabama all of a sudden.
I'm gonna throw myself off this
right
off the bridge and jump in there. I'm gonna jump in there with all these bodies.
Right.
You want me to go be with him?
God.
I know.
Going back to like when he was a child.
Yeah.
Some of those things, man, I mean, they're not clear indicators that he was going to grow up to be, you know, a sick individual playing with dolls and.
No. I mean, that part is
dressing
not.
Up, you know, I mean, there's. Right. Although it might seem weird to other people,
right.
I mean, especially then I'm surprised he wasn't fucking killed.
Right. Like, yeah. Exactly. Like, you know, I think they said at one time they considered like weird behavior like that out of a young boy is almost a sign of mental illness. They almost considered it like a mental health problem. You know, the same with like you know being gay.
Right.
That was against the law.
No, definitely.
You know, that was against the law at that time in Germany. Yeah, yeah, it was against the law. That was like jail time.
So I mean, shit. Even the police knew that he was gay, and he was lucky.
Yeah.
that they didn't arrest him.
It was widely known. Yeah, so I mean, and it was obvious he was working.
And when he would tie his sisters up, he would just like torment them, just like any other sibling would.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they tried to make that seem more of a devious thing than what it really is. You know, and you just. Tie him up, tell him the boogeyman's going to get him.
Right, yeah.
No, it didn't help what the government put him through either, you know, like telling, oh, well, you need to be, and his father saying, well, you need to be locked up, you know, and put in a mental institution and stuff like that.
Well, that don't help. Well, right, no, it don't help, but that was probably, you know, the societal norm at the time, you know, that's just how they dealt with that shit. If you acted like that, you were deemed, you know, I don't know, man.
Around here, we set the crazy out on the porch in a rocking chair and give them a sweet tea. Man. Let them wave at everybody.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Well, he was the youngest of six children. So, I mean, he had a bunch of siblings, and one of his brothers was even convicted of a sex crime. It didn't go in and say what it was. I didn't find that, but you know, he wasn't the only one that was
right. He wasn't the only bad apple there. He just took it the furthest, I think.
As far as we know,
exactly right. Go ahead.
People would notice him carrying large bags out his door. Mm-hmm. And drag across the street or something, you know, and then they found skeletons and skulls along the river. Like he would throw.
I think they found a few skulls along the riverbank or something.
He would throw in
the river or whatever. I thought he was even spotted throwing a bag in the river. Or something. Maybe I'm wrong, but yeah, he was definitely seen coming out of his apartment with fucking bags that, you know, did not look like just trash.
So instead of ended up in a van down by the river.
In a van down by the river. I knew that joke was coming.
Free candy!
Gonna end up in a trash bag down by the river.
Oh, I miss Chris Farley.
Free candy.
Man, good night. Mouse, did you want to throw anything else about his childhood or anything? You were talking about his childhood. You wanted to go back to that. Were you done with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Don, what did you have to go? Because I was going to go through, you know, the some of his victims that he was, I think, convicted of. And then, you know, we can again talk a little bit more in detail about, you know, some of the methods, which we did hint on a little bit with the throat biting, the love bites.
Right.
I know. I was waiting for that one, right?
The love bites.
All right. But he did do some other gruesome things, which I think we also hinted on, using you know, waste not want not, putting stuff in meats and everything. Yeah. But if you have nothing else to add, Don, I'll go into the victims.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we can add it later, but go ahead about the victims there.
All right, and this is in chronological order. The first victim was the 25th of 1918, 17-year-old Friedel Roth. And this should be good, because these are all German names. So
Friedel.
There should be all kinds of jokes here.
Friedel Lake.
The next one was a five-year span. You know, almost a five-year span. February 12th, 1923, 16-year-old Fritz Frank.
I ain't even touching
that. Yeah, don't even touch that one. March 20th, just, you know, not even, you know, a little over a month after Fritz Frank, he got a hold of Wilhelm Schultz, 17 years old. And now you notice that, you know, the oldest victim that I saw was a 22-year-old. So they're 22 and under. I guess easily managed. You know what I mean? I guess he felt that he could overpower them, you know, or I mean, I guess that's why a lot of you know, predators like this will go after children and women, because they can overpower them, you know, and then they could be, it's easy, they're easier dominated, you know, I guess in the minds of someone like that. But anyway,
so you're saying it's a dominatrix?
Oh my god.
About when did he meet? What year was it that he met Hans?
When did he meet Hans? I don't know. I'll have to get back with you.
Well, while you go through that.
Well, and then you can come back to that. Roland Huck, 15, May 23rd, again, another, about a month or two after William Schultz. Wilhelm, I said William, which I think is actually kind of almost the same. Anyway, so, you know, he's not wasting a whole lot of time. Hans Sudenfeld, 18. May of 1923, Ehrenberg, 13, getting a little younger there, June 25th of 23. All of these next ones are all in 1923. Henrik Strauss, 18, August 24th, Paul Bronin Shuwuski, that was horrible. 17, Richard Groff, 17.
Groff. Shalush.
Wilhelm Erdner, 16. Uday. Shut up, I knew it. Herman Wolf, 16. Heinz Brinkmann, 13. Adolf Hennepel, 15 or whatever. Adolf Hennies, 19. Ernst Spiker, 17.
Spiker.
Henrik Koch, 18. I swear that's how you say it, man. Will Sanger, 19. Herman Spiker, 15. Alfred, oh my goodness, this list never ends. Alfred, whatever, 16, Herman Bach, 22, Wilhelm Appel, 15, Robert Witzel, 18, Heinz Martin, 14, Fritz Wittig, 17, Friedrich Abelling.
He said Herman, whatever.
11. That was the youngest one. Herbing, or Frederick, Friedrich Abelling. It'd be whatever.
Dang.
Yeah, 11 years old. Well, it's actually speculated that it was like between 11 and 13, I've heard.
That's still bad, though.
That's still bad, right? And then there's Henrik Koch. Didn't I already say that one?
Henrik Koch?
Yeah! You won't get any cock twice.
Man. Well, there was a Henrik Strauss.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, Henrik Koch, January 15th, 1924.
Yeah. And then, all right, and then Eric D. Vries, whatever, 17.
The other Henrik Koch was on June 5th, so there was two different ones.
There was two different ones. Yes. Say it.
You're there right. Was two cocks.
That's right. Here's the cock of the walk.
Were they related?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that's probably a pretty popular name in Germany.
I mean,
cock.
What if they were brothers? One was 16, one was 18. What if they could have been brothers, cousins?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're brothers. I mean, why would you name two kids the same exact fucking thing?
Yeah, brother, uncle.
I mean, they're.
The brother, uncle.
There's a couple Fritzes and Friedrichs. Like, they didn't have many options. I bet their middle names is one and two.
What is that?
Oh my goodness.
Hendrik one.
Hendrik one. Hendrik two.
Hendrik two cock.
Hendrik two cock.
Hendrik two cock.
God. Oh, fuck, man. All right.
Tukaki. Tukaki.
Jeez. Well, okay.
I got I'm using notices phrase. I ain't got
this. I got nothing. So
I wonder how the conversation came about, because it said that he met Hans in 2019, or not 2019.
Wow.
Yeah. 1919. A year after he committed his first murder.
Right.
So I'm wondering how the conversation went about. Like, hey, you just want to live life, rest your life with me, and we just kill a bunch of dudes.
Don't you think I'm beautiful? I think I'm.
Because we can rape, rape them, like, and then we can murder? Chop them up and eat them.
Right.
But we can't eat. But we can't fit in our bellies. We'll sell it.
Waste not, want not.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
Hey, let's team up.
Man, right? Start a fast food chain. We'll call it McDonald's.
Yeah, and you know the chief of police?
Right.
I get to hold his pocket when we walk around town.
That's
so
right.
We ain't got to worry about getting caught.
Yep.
McConfritz.
Oh, man. Where were we at? What were we talking about? Where were we at?
You had just finished reading the names of the victims.
Oh, okay. Where do we go from here?
Well, it said, like I said, that the bones were found by the river after he supposedly got all the meat off of them and stuff. So,
was there a van down by the river?
Probably a horse and buggy. Oh, you're gonna end up in a horse and buggy
down by the river.
Down by the river.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So the end result? I guess we'll get to the good stuff here.
Oh yeah.
I mean, off the top of our heads, I mean, what's some of the means and methods? Because he did have kind of an MO with his murders. A lot of these murders, they started out strangulation. And as he's strangling, as we mentioned, he would take and bite into the windpipe. Now,
yes,
was it determined that he just bit in and like ripped it out? Because that's what I pictured when I first heard that.
I mean, that's how I took it. Like, he would try to rip it out, or he would crush it.
Or he would just crush it, leave it intact, but just crush it so much that, you know, for one, they couldn't scream, and plus he was already, I guess, strangling them at the same time, I heard.
I mean, I think at that point you start to choke on your own blood.
Right. Out. Yeah.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Gurgle, gurgle. So, yeah, so, and then some of the other ones.
I'm not even going to go there.
But, and then he would take, and, there's a lot of dismembering going on. He's pulling out the innards. He went through a description of, isn't this what he would, this is how he would go about cutting open these bodies. This was his little routine. He says, first, I would drink a strong cup of black coffee to fortify me before I proceed with the cutting. Then I would place the body of the victim upon the floor of the apartment, covering the face with cloth before first removing the intestines. I would place inside a bucket. I would then place a towel inside the abdominal cavity. I hate that word. To soak the collecting blood. I would then make three cuts between the victim's ribs and shoulders. Then take hold of the ribs and push until the bones around the shoulders broke. I would then remove the victim's heart, lungs, and kidneys. Dice them up and place them in the same bucket which held the intestines. Then I would sever the arms and legs from the body. I would then pare the flesh, just like you would pare, you know, a fucking potato. You know, he's just skinning them. And pare filleting them, right. And just pare the flesh from the limbs and the torso, and the extra flesh would be disposed of in the toilet or nearby river. So there you go. If anybody's looking for some, you know, do-it-yourself recipes, you got a neighbor you can't stand?
DIY cannibalism.
There you go.
DIY.
So he's got, like, this chum bucket with, like, intestines.
Chum bucket.
Fucking
SpongeBob not included.
Man.
Chum bucket.
Right. Man, I think that kind of sums up, you know, just how brutal this guy, you know, really, really was. Yeah, I mean, can we come to, we agree on that one, I guess, right?
Well, beyond brutal.
Beyond, but that, in fact, this doesn't even really speak enough volume to how brutal, you know, this guy was. You go and you start reading all that. Go ahead, Don.
They said the apartment was covered in, like, blood.
Oh,
everywhere.
Yeah, they said excessive amounts of blood all over the floor, the walls. I mean, of course, as we mentioned earlier, a head behind the fucking stove.
Before I forget, man. After they executed him by guillotine, mm-hmm. they took his head,
yeah.
put it in a jar with formaldehyde, yeah. and sent it to the institute. Where they study bodies and stuff,
right.
the anatomy of bodies and stuff, and it's set in a jar, and they took a look at his brain and a bunch of other stuff, and then they got so tired of looking at it, they burned. That seriously,
looking at your stupid, ugly face.
Yeah, they got so they said they got so tired of having it there and looking at it, they finally. They finally cremated it.
Wipe that look off your face, bitch.
Right.
Don't give me that stupid look again.
Oh, my God. What I tell you, I said quit fucking staring at me.
Don't stare at me no more.
Got a fucking staring problem?
Got a stare problem? We'll take us outside, buddy.
Use your head, man. Don't stare at me like that.
3 o'clock at the flagpole, bitch. Anyway.
I'm calling you out.
I think that, you know, to kill someone, I mean, is pretty bad. To straight up murder someone, you know, is beyond just accidentally killing someone.
Right.
But to kill a child in such a manner, to kill a child, period.
Right.
In that manner, I mean, that's, I would have to say that's beyond human, man. You don't have the characteristics of a sane human being.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that went out the fucking window, and you started thinking about that. I mean, killing an adult. Well, I can, in my mind at least, be like, yeah, there's a big fucking difference there between that. Oh, and you know, I consider like the elderly as well, man. You hear about, you know, some of these serial killers. Richard Ramirez was one that, you know, I mean, would just, you know, attack like a 80-year-old woman. And it's like, dude, really? I mean, to me, that's very similar to, you know, going after a child because of they're so defenseless against you.
Talk about badass.
Right.
Talk about badass. Come here, grandma. Yeah, bring little Timmy, too. I'll take you both on. Hands tied behind my back.
Get you and your little dog, dude. Right.
You know what they should have done with his head?
What?
Played kickball with it.
Play kickball. How about dodgeball?
That too.
Racquetball with his eyeball.
Yeah.
Great balls.
Tennis. Basketball.
Hot potato.
Hot potato.
Zach got a little hit. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Hey, just final words. Don. Final thoughts on Fritz. Shout out again, you know, whatever you need to shout out there to.
Fritz is a vicious bastard, and I don't like him. And
you're a mean person.
I'm mean. And check out Chiller the Clown and Queen Eisters on Facebook, Chiller the Clown, TikTok. Instagram.
Awesome.
And check out NLD, Night of the Living Dreads, here on Facebook. And YouTube?
Bam. Man, he took half mine. I didn't even have to say half of it. No, that's awesome.
And Psycho Bunny Death Cult on Facebook. Yep. And Psychomanium 13.
Over
and
there
Nightmare
on Facebook.
Ninja Studios 2018.
Man, my goodness. I don't have to say a damn word. You just made my job a hell of a lot easier. But I will have to throw out NightLivingDreads.com.
Right.
And Spotify and Stitcher. You can also check out the podcast on every Wednesday. And over there at Psycho Bunny Death Cult, the Facebook page, and Psychomanium 13, the Facebook page. We will be over there Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We call it NLD Presents. The psychosocial hour.
It's just a social,
man. I have no idea what the hell we're going to talk about this week, so tune in 8 p.m. Check that out. We'll be back next week. Good night, guys.
Good night.